CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Altoona, Pennsylvania is about 300 miles from New York City. It's also where police have arrested a person of interest and found evidence connected to the New York ambush killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. New York Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny.
He was in possession of a ghost gun that had the capability of firing a 9mm round and a suppressor.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
Also recovered was a fraudulent New Jersey ID matching the ID our suspect used to check into his New York City hostel before the shooting incident. Additionally, officers recovered a handwritten document that speaks to both his motivation and mindset.
CBS News crime and safety reporter Anna Schechter has more on 26-year-old Luigi Mangione.
Grew up in the Baltimore area. He went to the University of Pennsylvania, an exclusive Ivy League school. He graduated in 2020. He was involved in student clubs. He studied computer science.
Also in New York, Daniel Penny has been found not guilty of criminally negligent homicide, the choking death of a subway rider who witnesses say was threatening them. CBS New York's Alice Gaynor.
When the foreperson was asked what the verdict was, she paused a moment and said not guilty. Thunderous, loud applause.
But Neely's family members reacted loudly and negatively and were taken from the courtroom. His father, Andre Zachary, says the system is rigged.
Really, really hurts. What are we going to do, people? What's going to happen to us now?
Changes in Syria mean freedom for many after a nearly 14-year-long civil war and decades of oppression by the now fallen Assad regime. This man speaks through an interpreter.
This is the first time in my entire life that I can stand here in this square. I'm 60 years old, and this is the first time I've stood here. People are getting delirious with happiness.
Syria's future is uncertain, but U.S. officials have said whatever comes next has to be better than what's happened during the last 50 years there. Many animal advocates say giving a pet to somebody as a gift is not always a good idea, but adopting one for yourself, a great move. And around the country, shelters are overflowing with cats and dogs given up by people who can no longer afford to take care of them. Mary Martin runs a shelter in Dallas. She says, think before you adopt.
You need to think about what you have the time to do. For example, getting an adult dog is generally easier than adopting a puppy. Same thing with a cat or a kitten.
Many shelters have dropped adoption fees for the month to give pets a better chance at a new home for the holidays. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 241 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ah, the holidays. A time to come together and reflect on what truly matters.
The KFC Festive Feast for $25.99.
Feel the joy
of 6 original recipe tenders and 6 pieces of hand-breaded chicken.
Family and friends celebrating.
2 large sides and 3 sauces.
The warmth of
11 herbs and spices.
Love. I was going to say love.
And KFC.
Okay. The KFC Festive Feast. Order ahead on the app and feast for just $25.99. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Online ordering available at participating locations.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200-$300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities, so it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
The days appear to be numbered for some cancer-causing chemicals.
The EPA has announced it's banning two chemical solvents used in everyday products that are known cancer causers. PERC and TCE are both used in dry cleaning. Perchloroethylene is also used in car care products. TCE in spot removers, lubricants, and glue. Both have been linked to a myriad of cancers, including liver, kidney, brain, testicular, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Any rules put in place in the final stretch of the Biden administration are subject to the Congressional Review Act, allowing an incoming Senate to overturn them. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Well, Neil Young once wrote that in rock and roll, it's better to burn out than to fade away. And Iron Maiden drummer Nico McBrain apparently feels the same way. After 42 years, he says his touring days are over. His last gig was last night in Sao Paulo, Brazil. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds stick around tonight, a little breezy, lows in the upper 20s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high into the low 30s. Some snow showers late tomorrow night into Wednesday, falling temps through the 20s and becoming breezy. It's 46 right now.
And timely hits on WRJN. Well, here we are just after 6 o'clock. What turned out to be a beautiful spring day today. I mean, we got up to, what, 52, 53? Little peak of sun here and there. Those temperatures are going to pretty much leave us by the end of the week. But enjoy the evening. We're still hanging in there at 48 now at Radio Park.
Pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Timeless hits on WRJN for 98 years. Your home for local news. 98 years we've been here. Just amazing. And some of you have been here as long as we have. So we're glad you're still listening. We appreciate it. We have a new way to win. It's our newest Text to Win contest. It's kind of the grown-up wish list for the holidays. Your chance to win some cash, some great getaways, and more with our statewide Text to Win contest. Details coming up in moments on WRJN. In the meantime, it's love that keeps us together, Captain and Tennille.
Bye.
On WRJN for 98 years. Racine's home for local news and now timeless hits as well, and your chance to be our next winner in our Text to Win contest. Back tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock with Don Rosen. He's got the statewide keyword for you. You text it back to us here at WRJN. You could win cash. You could win a Chula Vista getaway and qualify to win one of our great 8 grand prizes will be given away throughout the contest for the next couple of weeks. Now, to play, you've got to have our Civic Media app. Simply go to our parent company website, civicmedia.us. You'll find a place to download the app. Once you get the app, you'll see all of our stations there. Scroll down about halfway to WRJN. There's a simple way to simply text the keyword to us when you hear it at 7, 11, 1, and 4 every weekday. You could be our next winner tomorrow morning with Don Rose. Just after 7 o'clock on WRJN.
Kick off the holidays at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your one-stop shop for unmatched selection, exceptional service, and unbeatable convenience. Planning a holiday party? Stock up with the incredible Beer Cave selection. And don't miss the liquor department's box gift sets that are sure to impress. In a hurry? Skip the lines and cruise through the convenient drive-thru, perfect for the season's hustle and bustle. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, where fast meets fantastic. 31 and Spring Street in Racine.
Day number 5 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas, The Personal Touch by Julie. They've been Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. Let them make your holidays bloom with beauty. From elegant holiday centerpieces that dazzle your dining table to festive bouquets that fill your space with holiday cheer, their team creates designs as unique as your celebrations. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 floral gift certificates for just $20. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho ho ho!
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Up on the roof, up on the roof. When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Up on the roof,
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
News and timeless hits on WRJN with the Drifters. Well, before Madonna and some of the other kind of current hip and trendy artists did it, Eartha Kitt was one of the original vocalists on this song. So as we bring you timeless hits and Christmas classics, we bring you Eartha Kitt and her version of Santa Baby on WRJN.
Boom, 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 boom.
Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. If you believe in me, Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Tonight.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN. Paul Harvey with the rest of the story twice each weekday, tomorrow morning and every weekday morning at 7:25 with Don Rosen and 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's the rest of the story, and it's only here on WRJN.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. Soon maybe, but until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside, now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
Go today. I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Someone to lean on, and I'm lost, baby, I'm lost.
to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Here somewhere, Shy Lights on WRJN. For 98 years, you're home for local news and now timeless hits. Well, if you want to start a rock band back in the 50s, what'd you do? Yeah, you got a bunch of friends together, bought a few instruments cheap, maybe at the pawn shop, got out in the garage and practiced. Then you asked your dad to promote you. If your dad was Jerry Lewis, that's what Gary did. Put his band together, did okay over the years. It's this diamond ring on WRJN.
Who wants to buy?
WRJN.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it will grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Never I
I see you smile at me. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No, no, oh darling.
Timeless hits on WRJN, The Beatles, and Chris Morrow. Looking forward to early morning tomorrow. Not often, but tomorrow I will, because Don Rosen's back on the air at 6 o'clock. Of course, the Timeless Hits, he's got guests from all across Racine and Racine County he talks to every weekday morning. Last week it was a blast. On Friday, it was the actual 98th anniversary of WRJN going on the air in 1926. Tom Carco and Jan Hoff are like the official historians of this radio station. That conversation was fascinating to me. I mean, I grew up with the station, grew up here in Racine, listened to it from the time I could hear, and obviously still listen quite a bit, but that story of the station, the history, the names, some of the audio they played, just amazing. That's the kind of thing Don does in the morning. And that will be on a podcast at our website, civicmedia.us or wrjn.com. Always fun to hear that stuff. Don's back tomorrow morning with your chance to be a winner with our Text to Win contest and more fun from 6 to 9 on WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And timeless hits on WRJN, rolling through Monday night, one workday behind us, just a handful to go. It's such a long week after, you know, we made it through the holiday week with Thanksgiving, short week. Last week seemed like forever. Now we're looking ahead 2 weeks out till Christmas, which will again be a couple of short weeks. So these next two seem like forever. We try to smooth it out for you, though. I've got a great lineup of timeless hits still to come, including Linda Ronstadt in the next hour. Chad and Jeremy coming up in the Grassroots, too, all here on WRJN, following the 7 o'clock news from CBS.
You'll catch them surfing at the
inside, outside,
Ventura County line.
Inside.
Timeless hits on WRJN with the Beach Boys. Going to get a news update here at 7 o'clock. Back with more of the timeless hits in just a bit. It's Aretha now. Chain of Fools.
Chain, chain, chain.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Altoona, Pennsylvania is about 300 miles from New York City. It's also where police have arrested a person of interest and found evidence connected to the New York ambush killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. New York Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny.
He was in possession of a ghost gun that had the capability of firing a 9mm round and a suppressor.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
Also recovered was a fraudulent New Jersey ID matching the ID our suspect used to check into to his New York City hostel before the shooting incident. Additionally, officers recovered a handwritten document that speaks to both his motivation and mindset.
CBS News crime and safety reporter Anna Schechter has more on 26-year-old Luigi Mangione.
Grew up in the Baltimore area. He went to the University of Pennsylvania, an exclusive Ivy League school. He graduated in 2020. He was involved in student clubs. He studied computer science.
Also in New York, Daniel Penny has been found not guilty of criminally negligent homicide, the choking death of a subway rider who witnesses say was threatening them. CBS New York's Alice Gaynor.
When the foreperson was asked what the verdict was, she paused a moment and said not guilty. Thunderous, loud applause.
But Neely's family members